just by accident. You weren't looking for him. You might say, well, I wasn't looking for him. I just sort of ran.
Yeah, I'd say, I was surprised to see you or something like that.
Or just ran into him or something like that. Well, let's say a child is given the same name that his father has. So you would say that the child has been named
after his father.
After his father. Okay. And the type of this type of animal, you know, that barks, that's just an old.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And some dogs, you some dogs are bad about
biting.
Have you ever gotten?
No, I don't want to bite me. I love to hurt him.
What about if there was another old dog around and you wanted your dog to attack that dog? What would you say to him?
I'd whistle and tell him, go at him.
Go at him?
Yeah.
And if
sick
you,
him.
Sick him?
Get in.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted him to stop, you'd say what to
I'd say, hell, come here. You done done enough. Come on.
What about an old dog, you know, that's not a pure breed? You'd say he's just
a half breed or a mixed breed, you see.
What about these little old tiny dogs that just yap and carry on?
Little feist
dog? Yeah.
Okay. I could kill one of them. I don't like them.
Don't like those things?
My brother got two up here.
Get on your nerves.
I tell you one thing, they'll bite you.
Better? Yeah.
I walked up there one day and he had three. And so he down there in the field working in his tomato patch. And I went around, usually around the back door or someplace there. And I didn't know he was down there. And so that dog, he come up behind me, went to bar, and I grabbed a little mop sitting there. And me and that dog had it. And I hooked the dog. He sold out. I threw the mop at him and went around the house.
You got the best
of it,
that time.
Brother says, what's the matter? The dog bites you? I said, no, he wanted to.
What about in a herd of cattle, what do you call the male? He's a...
The bull.
A bull. Mm-hmm. And what about those animals that some people might use to plow with? You might have a...
Mule. Or a horse. A donkey. We always call them mule.
Mule, uh-huh.
We own mule.
But what about these things that some people plow with them? I don't know if you see, I saw them around here, but they kind of look like bulls, you know?
Ox.
Ox.
And they used to plow with them here, and long run right? Too, back in the old days. I never seen an ox team.
Is that right?
It is. I've seen them. My uncle had team, but that was before my time. He told me about them.
Now, talking about cattle, what about a little one when it's first born? You call that a
calf.
And if it's a male, you call him
a male or a female bull calf
or a
female calf.
Would you call that a heifer calf?
Heifer calf.
Heifer calf.
Right.
Let's say you had a cow named Daisy, and Daisy was expecting a calf. You'd say that Daisy's going to do
well. Grand calf.
Talking about horses. What do you call the male horse?
Stud.
He's a stud. And the female is the
mare.
Female's a mare. And when you what do you say you're doing when you get up on a horse and go around, you're doing what? You're
riding.
Just riding.
Riding.
You ever done much of that?
No, not. I used to have a saddle horse. Man, they didn't really do it.
Is that right? What about if somebody couldn't stay on a horse, he'd say, well, I fell.
I fell off. I tell you, if you get rough bucking, you can't stay on.
There's no way, huh? What about if a little child went to bed at night and in the morning he woke up on the floor?
Well, he done rolled off the bed.
talk about horses. What do you call these things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
Call a horseshoe.
And the parts of a horse's foot that those things go on.
Yeah, I tell you, they're nailed on the hoof.
Mm-hmm.